fixture in your Vamos Hofgemel Cheshvan Hey Tov Shin Lamed Vav continued October 28th, 1975 continued.
He must listen to his father. So if the Torah didn't say Kol Chayom Bichvedi, I would say that the Esav Kibudav should be there even the Leisa Sheyesh Mekores of Chil Shabbos. But the Torah tells us no. But if not for the special Zerzakosov, I would say that it should be Deiche because of a special adifes and chumre in the mitzvah of Kibudav. A special chumre in the mitzvah of Kibudav. Because Kibudav is an imperative, it's a must. There is no way of avoiding it. Mashiach in Yim is not such an imperative. There is an alternative, chlitze. So mainly without the Xeras HaKosov of Valeo, why should I say that the essay of Yib should be Deiche, the laces of Chorus of HaKosish? So on the contrary, Rashi explains the Gemara in the sense that Hechsha Mitzvah is a Chumre, it's not Adifes, because Kibudah. But Teisves is Chilek on Rashi. And Teisves says that the Pshat in the Gemara is because the Gemara wanted to know why don't we learn out the general principle that in Esedechele Isese, just as Kibudav is not Dechele Isese, so the Gemara says, no, we cannot learn out, because the mitzvah of Kibudav is not as odi as other mitzvahs, because when he goes to the cemetery, he, in order to get the pigeons, to shech them, to prepare them as food for his father, so then it's not being. All right, so this is what he says. And usually it is like that. Of course you can visualize situations when by doing the act that the father tells him to do, he's entitled to go for mitzvah. But usually, generally, whenever someone listens to his father, so the listening is only a step towards the mitzvah of Kibudah. Why? Because as the Rashbo and the Ramban and the Ritva say on the next that there is no chiyuv of Kibudah. There is no chiyuv of Kibudah. I mean, one should be very cautious in mentioning it because that might be conducive to a lot of lexit in Kibudah. So according, and the Arishin Machilik, but the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritva is, there is no, Kibudav does not imply that one is mechuyev to listen to what the father tells. In other words, if the father tells him, now go and shech pigeons so that you should be able to eat pigeon meat, so there is no chiyuv of listening. But if the father tells the son, go and shech pigeons so that I should be able to eat the pigeon meat, then there is a chiyuv of Kibudav. Why? Because of the father. So Mimele Kibudav, if let's say the Kibudav had implied an obligation that is incumbent upon the son to listen to whatever the father tells him, whether it's Litzirachav, not Litzirachav, any arbitrary command of the father, even though it's not negated the father in any way, he's mechuyev to tell him. So then it wouldn't be Hechsha Mitzvah. Then it would be Bidne. Because the mitzvah would then consist in listening to the father. So let's say if the father tells him, go on the cemetery in order to get the pigeons to shech them. So true, the motive of the father is in order that he should have the food. But if the mitzvah of Kibudav implied that he has to listen, so mainly the etzem going on the cemetery would constitute the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So it would be beidne. But Teisves apparently agrees with the Shite. Now the Miri is chilik on the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva. The Miri holds that there is a mitzvah of Kibudav of listening to the father, even if it's not Ritzeracha. So, but Teisves apparently agrees with the Shite of the Ramban, the Rashi and the Ritva, that the mere listening in itself is not a mitzvah. It's not mechuyev. But the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah consists in the tzirach, in accommodating the father. So even when he listens for the purpose of accommodating the father, so the listening, the act of going kind of is only a hechsher, it's only a means towards the end. Oh, it means like that. And there's something else I want to point out. You see, even according to the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, that there is no chiyuv of listening to the father when it's not Tzei Ha'av, then it means if the father tells him, now, you eat pigeon meat every day, because it's good for you. So according to the Ramban, he's not mechuyev to listen to him. But Bamedvar Mamurim, he's not mechuyev to listen to him if the father will not be aggravated by the fact that the son doesn't eat pigeon meat. But if the father, out of devotion, will be aggravated by the fact that the son doesn't eat pigeon meat, then the Ramban will also agree that he is mechuyev to listen, because then it's to prevent any aggravation in the father. So in other words, it's when is there a machlikes between the Miri and the Ramban in the Yudato case, where the father tells him to do something that is not the tzirchav, and if he doesn't listen, so the father doesn't care at all. He's not aggravated even for one moment, for one split second. But if the father will be aggravated, that it's not the tzirchav, it's because of somebody else, it's the tzirchav ben or the tzirchav. A third party, it doesn't make any difference. As long as the father will be aggravated, so then it's again the tzirchav. But since it is kibud av on account of the fact of the tzirchav, so mainly the act of listening to the father is only action. This is what he says. Alright. Yesh lima di malik kibud av, malik kibud av eim, shachin hech shem nitzik lukim. Vim teima. Akate im bos lini nikan, di doche, im kem nitzik lon shapir vi salamto, vifer kelu mitzies, vikim visakores, di misali, umachad rosom li doche, adar abenil vahum li doche. יש לאימא דרוסם לצורך לא אוכל דפשיט את זה לדוחה כי נקום הרוסם ויסו מנחים לישראל מכמה ממין alright שכן יש נבישל so my time will come on די יקל למפרח שכן יש נבישל וכן נעמי יקל למפרח שכן יש נבישל so even when this is a great that we cannot learn out from this passage because the love of Nozir is relatively calm vis-a-vis other love. Why? Because it can be Nita, Fushan. Vim Tema, Nidma Bameatzad, Mikhail Bin Nozir, Di Nitre de Alme, Esse Slaves. In other words, so actually we have two psuki. We have one posse by Kair, Skone, Baskone. And there is a special love by Pius. By the pious Hazoken of a Kehen. I mean, there is a love incumbent upon every Jew, Kehen or not Kehen. But by Kehen, there is a special love. Upaskonon ligalech. Paskonon ligalech. And Deishim Yul of a Kehen. So there is an essay also. So we have one Pasigabi Kehen. That in Mitzere Kehen is Mechuyev to be Migaleach. The Paskon, even though it involves with a tar, is mechuyev to migaleich. Even though it involves the love of Paskon migaleichu and the acceptation you will care. And we also have a posik gabei nozir that the mitzere nozir is mechuyev to migaleich sarich. Now, as far as the nozir is concerned, there is no special isya. A nozir is only forbidden to be migaleich sarich, but Paskon there is no isya. I mean that mistake was made by someone who inquired from the Rashba, and he assumed as a Jewish Rashba, someone asked a certain kashe of the Rashba, but that kashe was based upon the premise that a nozir tali abral reishe, so he's not allowed to shave, and we gabi nozir, so we are marbe kolam misiri, even misparayim came ta also not afketa. So he assumed. So the one who inquired from the Rashba assumed that Tal Yavar Al Heshe, which applies even to a Keita, that's an electric shaver, so applies to the Zokin also. So the Rashba answered him, no, the Torah only says Tal Yavar Al Heshe, but to the Zokin, a Nozer is allowed to take a shave, a Nozer. But we have one Pasik, Ligabikir. That's, let's say, in Mitzirei Kehen, so he's mechuyev to shave off in with the tar, the Pesach Hazok. And we, even though it involves a Lisa Seven S, And we have another posik, and we also have a posik of Ligabe Imitzei Nos, that even though it involves a love of Tali Avral Reishei and the Nese of Kodeshie, so is allowed. So why don't we learn out Bameatzad Mikim Vinozia? Now, so Nozer itself is Yeshne Mishael. Kayem is a Mishael, but it's an Ishael of the Kayem. So whatever Pirche you have in regard to one, so it doesn't apply to the other. So maybe we should learn out Ibn Ma'atzad, Mikayem Veinozer. The Litre Balmese is Laves. Ufilis Nizilin, Bosali Koma, Vikayim Vinozir, Ligamrino Matode, Koma, Uvialmel Yalkinemenai. So the Gemara in Nozir points out, why don't we learn out Kolatere Kule from Kayim Vinozir? We should be killing me, Fakida Mor, Mali Nozir, Shahyeshne Vishaile, Vikayim Nishongahe. Oh, so in other words, so that means that we cannot learn out from one. Vitame da Mai. So it's all one hemshech. You see, this is Tesis Kash. So in other words, two, we cannot learn out from either one separate. Because if we learn out from one, matzat from one, so there is a pir. We cannot learn out just from Kiyan Vinoza, because there is a pir. We cannot learn out Kiyan Mitzir. Because there is a pirche of a nishom v'keh. We cannot learn out just from mitzir minos. Why? Because there is a pirche of yesh nevishayle. But let us learn out iba ma'atzad of both. So in order to refute the ma'atzad of both, then you have to find a common pirche. You cannot resort to a pirche, separate pirches as to each one. Only if you'll be able to find a pirche that is common to both, to Kei Mitzere and to Nozer Mitzere. And so Tesis and the Kashi assume that there is no common pirche. So maybe we should be able to learn out. So as long as there is a common pirche, even if it is a kodu, it but common to both, so it's still a pir. Then loikul alarichemle, vikel mifrach malatad shove sheben sheyeish bohem isa beluach ze bereishe vize miskon. So that's a common pir. In other words, so memele sheyeish bohem isa beluach. So it's not shok. Matzad is based upon the fact that it's completely analogous, but if there is any pirch, even whether it's a kule or a chumre or neither, so then we cannot. That's a cloud. Yalfusim matzah. All right. V'izle gasek damor umforesh di ikel mifrach ahod oma basahoche omara. Now, there the Gemara in Augir said, the Gemara is as follows. Gemara said, Kiyem nozer liyalim shechi yesh nimshay. Nozer mekiyem liyalim shechi lashim lachay. Uvi almer liyalkinu minayim mishum dili kelim mifra. Kidamo. That's Augir. What do you mean kidamo? On a kond Augir said, because why can't we learn? Gemara first discussed why does the Torah have to mention the same din ligabe mitzere keyen and mitzere noz. Let the Torah mention the aloche that an essay is deicha elisis of essay in the case of a mitzere keyen. So I would know, and I should be able to learn out from that the mitzere noz also, or vice versa. Let the Torah mention that the mitzere noz here there is a din of gilach, and I should be able to learn out mitzere keyen. So the Gemara says no. We couldn't learn out one from the other. And then the Gemara says, Uvi Alme, why can't we learn out Kolatere Kule? That that an essay is the leisus and an essay from mitzira kein or from mitzira nozi, get on, because from mitzira kein we cannot learn out because it's naturally kale, and from mitzira nozi we cannot learn out because it's yesterday shot. That's our gear. But then, and according to our gear said, then there's a new memory. Omar Rav. Of course, we hear in our text we have two dots, but the two dots, or Rabin and Rav Asher didn't put in the two dots. So we have, after that, we had Omar Rav, make a lot of kol gufi bita. Make a lot of kol gufi bita. So, and what does it mean bita? So the Gemara explains, it means misprayim kein tar, not tar mamesh. Tar mamesh is osa. Why is it osa? Tar mamesh, because of liobash. In other words, if a man will shave off all the hair on his body, so he'll behave at the love of liobash. Behave the love of liobash. So, but then it is, but that's only bitar mamesh, he's a liobash. But if he uses a misparayim keinta, so then there is no love of liobash. So that's a separate thing. Now, there is a girs, however, ubi alme lo yalfinon. Ubaumel yalfinon, mishim diikel mifrach, miki mifrach kibigo marav, lekwad kogufe vita. So according to our girse, the girse is mishim diikel mifrach in Amoron, period. Then a new aloche has nothing to do with this. But then there is a girse, ubaumel yalfinon minaye, why can't we learn out collateral kule, a general principle, that essay is the echelesis of essay? From Nozir, from Mitzir Nozir, from Mitzir Kehen, Mishim Diikel Mifrach, Kidom Arav, make Lodom Kol Gufi Mita. Now, what kind of Mishayah doesn't even make sense on the surface? So, so Thesis explains it. Thesis explains it. Meforesh Diikel Mifrach, Odi Komar Vosroch, Omarav, make Kol Gufi Mita. Meforesh Diikel Mifrach, Kidom Arav, make a lot of kogut bita, umosi kenta, because if it's tar mamesh, then there is an isa of the yobash. Vichim di isa di du, kao, osa ese vidochal. So the question arises. So the reason as to why it's muter, bikenta, is not because of any kule. It's not because of any kule in the isa of nozia. Isa of nozia? Of the Kulen Yisrael of Nozir, or in the Yisrael of Kehen, of Akof Aspiris Azokin, because it's not Liyubash. When is it Liyubash? If he uses a tar, because a woman uses a tar. But if it is a Misprayim Kehen tar, so it's not Liyubash. So it has no bearing on the Yisrael of Nozir, or Tar Yavreche, and it has no bearing on the Yisrael of Paskon Ligalecho. So how can we say v'chim di isa v'du kal ose ese v'dochel? So there is a common pirche, in other words, a common kule. Paskonu v'galeichu, the love of paskonu v'galeichu, and the love of tal yaver al reishay have a common kule. What kind of a common kule do they have? Here we're not discussing. Rav doesn't discuss. The love of Tal Yavar al Reishay, Rav discusses the love of Yubash. So Misparayim Kein Tar, there is no Yubash. With the Tar, if he shaves off all the hair with the Tar, then there is a Yubash. But in Misparayim Kein Tar, there is no Yubash. So I mean, it doesn't even make sense. But the answer is, we have to take notice. I mean, Teisves here doesn't say anything, and Teisves. In Nozir doesn't say anything, but it is obvious that Teisves has in mind the Machlekes Daflamites on the base in Nozir, Daflamites on the base. So the Gemara says Nozir as follows. There's a price. Ton Rabbah, after the first two dots. not the first Tudat, the second Tudat. Tore Rabbon, Tar, Eile or Tar, Tola Shmirei Tzipsev Kol Sheunai, Talmud Leima, Kodish Yie Gadu Peras Arish. Dibur Rabbi Yash. So, in other words, that even if he uses some other form of shaving, so he's also in the nose of Gula. Rabbi Yenis Neimei Tar Einle Alu Tar Mirei Tolash Sifsif Kol Shehu Pot Vaksif Kodish Yeh Li Meimre Dim Gilach Li Bitar Kolim Olei Biesev Eloises Tanidoch Tar Einle Alu Tar Tolash Mirei Sifsif Kol Shehu Nai Talmud Leima Lu Yaber Al Reish. So from the first vice we could say that we are only Marbe because of the essay of Kodesh Yeh. But in the Hanam, the love of Tal Yavar Reishe does not apply to other shavers, other Megalachim. But this vice spells it out that even if you don't use a Tar, so even Misparayim Kein Tar, even if you use a Misparayim Kein Tar, you are also even not only the essay of Kodesh Yeh, but also the love. But this is in line, so this points out, this is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yashi. But Rabbi Yenison says in so many words, Tar, Emel, Tar, Mirei Tolash, Sif, Sif, Kol, Chehu, Potter, Vak, Sif, Kodesh, Yeh, Lemimon, Yil, Bitar, Kolim, Alei, Beis, Evel, Eises. Es, Eises. So Teisa says that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yashi. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yenison as to whether the love of Tal, Yavar, Al-Reche applies only to Tar, or it applies to Kol HaMisirim, even to Misparayim Keita. So according to Rabbi Yashi, we learn out that it applies even to Misparayim Keita. And according to Rabbi Yenison, Tal Yavar Al Reishe applies only to a Tar, but the Misparayim Keita is Muta. And Teisa says, and there isn't even an essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras HaReish. There isn't even an essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras HaReish. True, the Rambam says that if a nozer uses his salmi powder on his hair, so he's not even the love of Tal Yavar Al Reish. Because true, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yashi, that by Misparayim Kein Tar he's even the love, but only when you have an instrument, Mashein Kein, when you use the powder, so as Chaim explains that because it's Krome only, so mainly the love of Tal Yavar Al Reish, the Reish is not Eveya, but he's only Eveya, the essay. So we see the essay can be Eveya. Even if you don't use any instrument altogether, you use just the powder. So Mimele, true that Rabbi Yenison is not Marbe Kol HaMisirim, even the love of Tal Yavar Reishe, but L'chol HaPoches, the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras HaReishe, he should be Iveya. So Teisa says no. Teisa here, that Lamed Tes says, according to Rabbi Yenison, so even Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras HaReishe is not Iveya. If he uses him, Misparayim Kein Tar. So certainly by Samuel and David, but the reason is why the Rambam says he is Eva, because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yashin. Anyway, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yashin, I think that all the Shemim passes like Rabbi Yashin. I don't know of any additional passes like Rabbi Yenis. The reason is why, usually the klal is whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yashin and Rabbi Yenis, so he passes like Rabbi Yenis. But here, so the Mishnah says, why does the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yashin? Because there are a few Gemores which imply that the love of Tal Yavar Al Reishe applies even to Misparayim Kein Tar. So we see that the aloha that we passing like Rabbi Yashin, not like Rabbi Yenison. But Rabbi Yenison holds that in Nozia the love of Tal Yavar Al Reishe applies only to Tar. But the Misparayim Kein Tar, let's say in Nozia will use, like, according to Rabbi Yenison, in Nozia is allowed to shave off his hair with an electric shave. Or any other shape, I mean. Not Tar. He's allowed, and there isn't even an S. So, Mimele, this is what Tesis means. Umiforish dikel mifrach doma Rav meko kolod kubita. True, Rav himself, when he mentioned, make lodom kubita, so he wanted to tell us, Edin, that there is no Isar of Liyubash, he uses a Misparayim Kein Tar. But, according to these Rishenim, so Rav said two things. He says, make a lodom, any lodom. In other words, even a nausea. And so, even a nausea. So of course, and any nodom. So, but kol gufei, in other words, he shaves off all the hair. He shaves off the hair of his beard also. So how about the isear of paskon v'galechu? The answer is, well, that's true according to everybody. That the law of paskon v'galechu applies only to tar. It doesn't apply to a misprime kenta. But he says odom, any odom, even a nozi. So there is a law of in kol gufei that includes the sayer of the head too, but that involves the love of Tali Avral Reishay. The answer is Rav agrees with, because when Rav says make Odom kol gufei, he means any Odom, even if that Odom happens to be an Ozer. So that involves the love of Tali Avral Reishay. So how can he use the Misparayim Kenta? So the answer is because it accords with Chabienis that Tali Avral Reishay is limited only to a tar, not a misparayim kein tar. And there isn't even an iseresse of Kodeshia Kadu Peras HaReishay. So mele, we cannot learn out Iba Ma'atzad of the two, of Kein and Nozir. Of Kein and Nozir, a general principle. We can't learn out a general principle that has a Vichalei Seseresse Iba Ma'atzad of Mitzir Kein and Mitzir Nozir. Why? Because there is a common Pirche. Because both Mitzir Kein and Mitzir Nozir have the kule that the misparayim kein tar is muter. So that's also considered as a kule. Why? Because in regard to a b'ma'atzat, so a pirche koldo who is not. The chivin is a didu kal osa ese vidochalu. So we can say that you know why the ese of Gileches Kol Sarei is Deiche, the love of Mitzere, of Keir, is Peskon Galecho, and the love of Tal Yabal Reche, because these two love are Kal. In what way, how is the Kule manifested by these two love? Because we see that even though the Torah was Makpi against the Giluach of Inozir Sreish, or the Zoke of the Keir, still, the Torah was matir a similar geluach. While the Torah asked the geluach with the tar, so the Torah was matir, the Torah was makir, something that is very similar to a geluach with the tar. I mean, a geluach with the misparayim kein tar. So we see that the Torah applied certain leniencies in regard to that is, because after all, it's the same kind of act. Whether it's a two branch blade or a one branch blade, what's the difference between a tar and sprang king tar? So in other words, a tar is a one instrument blade, and a sprang king tar is a two instrument blade. So we see that the Torah applied a special leniency. So mainly that's a pirche. We cannot learn now. All right. Aber kash neila mi kenem vinozer um mir di dach yetzora da ave esel lis ki di oma befer shavles. So in other words, so di dach yetzora, there is a lab of ishomel of neila tzaras. So in other words, so there is a haloche that the kenem, in other words, a so the kenem mitzere. So Mimele, he is allowed to be the plan. I'm sorry. Avokasha neilat mikeyem v'nozir umile didach yetzorah. So why can't we learn out from keyem v'nozir and mile? Keyem v'nozir, that's these two love. And nozir, and these love. And mile, the aloha is if there is a nega in the mile. So the aloha is that he has to be mal. Mikayim v'nozer umile didach yetzoras, da ave eser v'leisasya. Kidoma v'firik rabalezer im lohim. V'nire dehave kmo yishnei ksuvi. Habolim keach. V'mile v'chad nehani yike lemela. Because if the Torah had mentioned just mile, that the eser of mile is deiche, the love and the eser of tzoras, of v'shomu l'chom nega tzoras, so mimele I could learn out a general deal. So now that the Torah had to mention another posik, so it's considered like shnei ksuvim abayim kiachot, not shloisha ksuvim, because the Torah themselves we couldn't put, so we couldn't. So because but since they are from the since from two, from one by itself I couldn't, but from the two I could. So mimele the three is can considered like shnei ksuvim abayim kiachot. If we are going to learn out from Kiyam Vinozia and Mile, so Lomalikro declining Bitzitzes Lavdreid, so not Monefshach, if we can learn out that the Nese is the Echelisis and the Nese, so then it's not necessary to have a Kosu of Klein Bitzitzes Lavdreid is there. Vitiruze Yishlitreis. Moshe Forish Bisomuch. So actually, it's not a Forish Bisomuch. Moshe Nifrash Bisomuch. Because they says here in the Tibra Masro, Mal Lavda Akofe, Shechenishol Becheil. So they says, Vahaitane Dimekele Lereishe. So Lereishe Greide Soba Adem Dilim Lealfino Mishemitzer Lerobe. Lashmino Dicemer Opishtim Petrim Bishomim. So in other words, the second Teretz, Teisa says, Void Iaufino Minayo Lomalikrod, Likwain Bitzitzes Lav Greide. So Teisa says, this second Teretz we can be Deiche. Because we can say, the reason is why, Enochaname, we can learn out that an essay is Deiche Elise Seves, unless it's Deiche Elise Seves, from Kenozir and Mille. So, but then you ask, if the Kavone of these three, of Kiyan and Nozir and Mile, is that the Nessie is the Chalice of Esse. Why does the Torah have to tell us dealing Tassaloch? So, that the Nessie Kredi is the Nessie Kredi, that the Chalice is the Kredi is the Eche. We have a posik of Kiyan, Nozir and Mile, that if the Chalice of Esse is the Eche. So we can say that the purpose of the posik of dealing Tassaloch is to advise us that the Tzemer Upisht in Petri Shomino. So Teisa should say, "V'tiru zei yesh litres k'moishe perashti b'samoch." Why does he say k'moishe perashti b'samoch? Apparently, when Teisa wrote this Teisa, so there this Teisa was mentioned before the other Teisa. Here we have this mentioned before this, but where Teisa wrote this, so this was mentioned before the other Teisa of. The Mishmidistr, Mikdilin Lealfina Mishmidistr Chalkidor. Alright. Uferich Shleim Ziri Moyoch Leimake Nikim Parishis. Elo Vilichosh Lidag Nikol Harich. When the Gemara in Shleim Ziri Mez the Kashe, why don't we learn out the Alme from Nozir and from Kayen? So the Gemara could have said, that if we learn out from that, so lomo likro the decline mitzitzes. If we have a halacha that an essay is dichalis to the essay, so why do we need a posik of decline mitzitzes? Alright, the Gemara bo. Now the Gemara says aleiro mikro kam. But then you ask, so but Teinach Litonet and Rabbi Shmuel, but like Avodah Minolu, so it's not Mufne. Im Kelei Mekro, it's Mufne. Leid Mekro, Tzitzis Tazaloch. Gdil Im Lomoli, Shmam Lo Afnu. So I give more as Hayu Shur Ado, I say Gdil Shnaim, Gdil Abo, I say Gdil Pesleil Metech. So the Gemara says, Im Kelei Mekro, Lissil Bashatne, Semel Pishtim, Yad of Lomoli, Shmam Lo Afnu. Gdil Im Abo. So, B'menoches Omar Diboye Tamni Yachud. In other words, that altogether they are eight chutim. In other words, when they hang down, they are suspended. So then we have an itzait for chutim. So together it's four. V'teim minolon shekeifil kol echod v'echod l'shnai. How do we know that the aloch, the mitzvah of tzitzis is that you should put it in and then you make the kriches and then they hang down? It's from both sides, so you have four on each side, so you have eight. Shemo yikshe kol echad b'reishe b'talos. Maybe the mitzvah is that each one, each chut should be nikshe by itself in the talos. Not the way we do it. V'yav mifashino. Asei gdil. U'peisleyo miteiche. Hay nishe yise. Eisei keim psilo. Hay nishe yise yise. Ki ein keim psilo. V'keif l'demtza. Avniche. Avo bekuntres. Pireish. Peisleyo miseiche. Heine Schnee Schlische Onof Schneeaseu Hakel Dilim. So how does Rashi explain? Gdil Schneim Dil Mabo. Asei Gdil Upisleu Miteche. So what does Rashi say? Asei Gdil Upisleu Miteche. In other words, first he takes one chut and he makes all the kviches. And then, so it's Gdil, so it's all combined together. So, and then it shnei shlishim hangs down, but it's not together. So one shlish, so is in the four, is twisted together for the kriches. So it's together. So it's twisted together. But then shnei shlishim, so it's not twisted together. But Teisves explains. That means that the mitzvah of tzitzis consists in hanging it down, in suspending it. So in other words, so this is the Gzeiras HaKosuv, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is realized not by being kesher each chut separately, but by making the kriches and then being peisel miseichei. So I know that the mitzvah of tzitzis is not fulfilled by being kesher each psil separately. But the Kashi is, according to Rashi, that Rashi explains Pisleim Miseichei not in the same way as Tesis explains, that you have to suspend it down. But it means that it has to be Shnei Shlishi Ono, Shaliyase Hakel Gdilin. So how do we know that it's Tam Yachutim? But Rashi here, and Rashi Menoches, he learns out both Aloches. Because in other words, what does it mean? It means that it has to be Shnei Shlishi Onov, Pisleyu Miteichei, Shnei Shlishi Onov, Shlisa HaKakal Dilim. What does it mean, Shlisa HaKakal Dilim? That he shouldn't make it in the form of a deal, but that over a certain size you have to have Kriches, so that you take that Chut and you Achirich around the other Chutim. So melee, it's all combined together, and then you have to be pay sale. So in that haloche of Shnei Shlishi Onov is also included the haloche of Pisrayim Miseichei. So Teisa's din is included in Rashi's din. Vakato miboyle. So Gemara says, Im kelim kol yisrael b'shat yisrael pishtim yad of lomali. Shema milafnu ye vakato. Vakato miboyo lekine yesh tei tzipe schibo ki vachas en chibo. Im kein lich, vakato miboyo lei lich tei tzipe achas en chibo. Bilav oche miboyo lei, bilav yardof ava amine do sovil bish semach upishtim, ava upishtim no chubor in klau ze im ze. In other words, so if not for yardof, from the lotion of the Gemara it appears that if the Torah didn't say yardof, so I would also know that l'chol apoches one kife is necessary, one stitch is necessary, one kesher, one stitch. But I wouldn't know that in order for the Yisak line, so we require two stitches, two kshor. But Teisa says no, it's labdafke. Because without Yardov, then I could say that he's able to Yisak line even without one kesher. Let's say, suppose he'll put on, let's say, a shirt of linen, and then on top of the shirt of linen, he'll put a jacket of wool. So if not for Yardov, so even without one stitch, without one kesher, I would also say he's either. So it's lav dafke when the Gemara says, "Va'akat miboy l'tekif kifah achaz inchi." All right. Now, so the Gemara says, "Im kein lichte brachmona lisil bash tzemar upishtim Yardov, shat neslomoli shmamino lafnuye va'akat miboy lei achi Yeshua." At Yeshua, Tov of the news, Elokulo Mishat Nisnaf. So Rashi explains, Elokulo Mishat Nisnaf. Di lafnuye lechud, nichtei loisil ba'ashklai, tzemor upishti, umidah, alfit kachmona. Beloshin Shatnis, to who's been Abeho? So in other words, how is it Mufne? Because the Torah could have said, Loisil Bash Klai, Tzemarupish, and since the Torah mentions Beloshin Shatnis, so Dorish bin Abeho. Now, let's see what Teisa says for a moment. Kulim Shatnis Nav. Midichsiv Shatnis. Viloichsiv Klai. So we'll learn first this Teisa because this has to do with the Pshat Nigmar. Kulim Shatnis Nav. Midichsiv Shatnis. Vilikosa Klai. Shmainon Shua Torah Venus. Umidichsiv. So because the Torah mentions Shatnis, so we know the Aloche and not Klai. So we know the Aloche Shua Torah Venus. Umidichsiv. But so how do we know that it's mufne umedlesiv shua tov venus behedye shmayin on lach nuyekos limidras mufne? So we have to say that in Rashi too, because otherwise how is it mufne? So in other words, it's mufne because the Torah did not say shua tov venus beferesh, and it says shatnes. So mainly we learn out both halachas. Now, the Ramban and the Rashba, they explain the Gemara in a different way. I mean, it's the Pshat is much simpler according to the Ramban's Pshat. He says, not as Rashi and Teisa has explained, that the Mufne consists in the word Shatnis, and it's still Mufne, even though we have a Aloche of Shua Tov Venus, because the Torah could have used the expression either Klayim or Shua Tov Venus. Beferesh, why does the Torah say Shatnis on the Melech Muf? This is how Rashi and Teisa explain. But Ramban, so according to Rashi and Tesis, the Mufne consists of which word of Shatnes? But the Ramban says no. Before the Gemara says that the Mufne consists, the superfluity consisted in the word of Yad. Im kelim makolis of Shatnes amol pishtim Yad of Lomoli, shmanu lafnui. Oh, so then the Gemara asks, v'akata mi boile, liketiv shteit kifes chibut kifes achaz, eine chibu. So now the Gemara is going back to the Teret. Leilam kidamor on Yardov Lom, would you come that way? No, Yardov is not superfluous. Why? Because the Torah could not have omitted Yardov. Because if the Torah hadn't omitted Yardov, I wouldn't know that there is an issue of sharpness only when you have two kifes, two stitches, two kshon. Otherwise not, would you come that way? Min boilei, state kifes, so the Teretz of the Gemara is, even without Yadov, I would also know the aloch of state kifes. That tkivach hasin echibu, mishatnes nothing, shehei shua tova venus, viye kulon dolar echot, kileim amichubor in yofi, kiilu heim beged echot, tichiv ndafkin rachmono, vishem echot, limikre shatnes viloi shatnesim, alme, vishenasu hatzemer vapishtin beged koma. So in other words, that has to be explained in connection with what Teisa says. So in other words, so what does Teisa say? So in other words, so the big chiddush consists in the fact that just wearing two bgodim, one beged of tzemer, one beged of pishtim, does not involve an issur of klai. When does it involve an issur? So the Gemara says that Elokula Mishat Nisnafke, because Enoch Name, the superfluity consists in Yardov. But you ask that the Yardov is not Miyuter, because we need the Yardov to be advised that state kifes is chibot kifach as in a chibot. So the Gemara gives a teret, this aloche, that state kifes is in a chibu, I know, because if kifachas had been a chibu, then even tub godim, even if someone wore tub godim, he would also be able to be self-fine. So then why does the Torah say shatnes? Why doesn't the Torah say shatnesim? Alme bishenasu ha-tzemer va-pishtim begit kom. So the melee, in order that the peget and the pishtim should be one peget, so then you must have state kifes to stitches. If you have just one stitch, so it won't hold at all. So the melee, it's not one peget. So in final analysis, if you have one kifes, one stitch, or one kesher, so it's really two separate things. This is how the Ramban and the Rashba explain it. All right, now. Vintem, vidilma lechidorob lechut kosel emirash, smuchem, ditzemer upishtim peitrim afshaloi bimino, umimolon dosel emishreklai. How do we know that the kavone of this smuchim and the mufne is to advise us that klaim is muter? Maybe the kavone of this posik is robes din? Now the Gemara said before that if it hadn't been Yuter, so the Gemara's kasha was just the parasha of Osletzitzkavvideyan. From the parasha of the Osletzitzkavvideyan, I can deduce, according to the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, that it is Muter. So the Gemara says no, because we could say that the pshat in the posik is of litzemer upishtim upishtim. So maybe even though there is a miyuter, so maybe we can learn out this aloche that tzemer upishtim is peitrin afshaloi bimino. Afshaloi bimino, in other words, that tzemer can pater a beget of tzemer gechen, or any beget, or pishtim can pater any min. But in achname, that's the kavone of the smichus and of mufne, but the Yisak Laim is not muter. And in Echaname, you're not allowed to put in tcheles is shal tzemer in the beget shal pishton. But the purpose of this droshe is that the tzemer is pishtim is teta shalom yimino, uminolon dosel mishak laim. Yesho ima, doche mashma, doi sil bashatnes, tzemer u pishtim yardov, kdirin tasa lochame. So that's the carbone supposed. The Oche is a very shiny museum. Vim tema. The Heche Alpinon, the Alme Mehoche, Shanek, the Heche Alpinon, the Alme Mehoche, Shanek Loim, the Utro Michlobe, it's a Vinikune. How can we learn out from this Gersakos, this movement, that Klein Mitzis is Mutter, a general principle, that as in the Heche said, maybe only this Klein is Mutter. Why? Because we find that the Yisak Laim was Huter in Tzobilikon. Huter Michlole in Tzobilikon. So this is Nekashi assumed that Klaim Bibikune is Hutro. So the Imari, no, not as the Tzobilikon assumed Nekashi, that Klaim Bibikune is Hutro. There was some name, Mishu Dose Esen Bibikune, Vidoche Lav the Klaim. Vein Ze Huter Michlole. So there it's also based upon the general principle of Esed Yechalei Sese. And how do we know the general principle of Esed Yechalei Sese? From Klaim Mitzitzes. Umiu ilav Klaim. If there hadn't been, so then the question arises, Monefshech, if we say that the reason as to why the Torah was matir, Klaim Mitzitzes, is because of the general principle of Esed Yechalei Sese, so why does the Torah have to tell us in connection with Tzitzes that Klaim is Muter? Why couldn't we learn out the same general principle from the Halacha of Klaim Yidikune? We should be Mishum the Mitzvah Sevikach. So we explained it already. In other words, not the tasteless holds that even by trio, so we cannot learn out. But that tasteless that if once there is this general zirasakosu professor dechalaisese, then we can explain the whole halacha of flying with the kuhune on the basis of the general principle of Hesed Yechalei Seseh. Even though it's Yevshal Kaim Mitzvosei, but there is a general principle. So Memele, that posse, that halacha of flying with the kuhune is also based upon it. But Teisve says here, if there hadn't been a zirasakosu of doing tasaloch, so then there wouldn't be any other source for a general principle. So, but then you would say, let this pasuk itself of Klaim B'Likune be treated as a source for a general principle. So I would say, in view of the fact that there is no other any source other than this for this kind of a principle, so you cannot say that this halacha of Klaim B'Likune is itself the source for a general principle, because we can say, then we should say, then it would be reasonable to assume that here it's a special halacha, it's utro here, because it cannot be, because Klaim B'Likune, because Abede B'Likune cannot be visualized without a utro, without a special dispensation of the Issa of Klaim here. So Mimele, I would say, this is Hutro here. So we wouldn't have, so this could not be used as a source for a general principle of Hesed Yechalei Seseh. But, so that Teitzes is only saying that in the subjunctive. If there hadn't been a Zerazakosu of Dirin Tassaloch, so then I couldn't learn out from Klein B'Tikun a general principle, because then I would say, we have no other source for such a principle, that this is based upon such a general principle. In view of the fact that Aveda B'Likune could not even be visualized without Vayim, without Avni. So the most reasonable thing would be to say that here there is a special heter, it's Hutro. But, so that Tesis only says in the subjunctive, if there hadn't been a Kosovo of Dun Tasloch. But now that there's a Kosovo of Dun Tasloch, so then it's very reasonable to explain this haloche of five Viktikune also on the basis of the general principle. Right. Moshe Perashtel Hill, do you know Ishesach? And why not? Because Ishesach is Ut. So here too I would say that it's utro, but I'll leave it MS. It's not utro climbing vehicle. We could not learn out the general principle. We could not learn out the general principle from climbing vehicle. Because we could say that over there is because of Tzerech Havei Vimte Adi Alfino Miklaim, it is a Zidoche Nelav Mishrei Veskotchim Do Idoche Tirashinam Pirkes Tzeilin Yisrei Veskotchim Dich Yontev Manis Al Mena Ad Beikeh Bo Hakosuf Vitin Bekashinu Yisrei Vosei. So in other words, so there is a Loche that you cannot be Seref Kotchim Yont, even though there is an essay of Beish Tisreifu, but on Yom Tov you cannot do it, but on the day after Yom Tov. So we don't say that the essay of Sreifas Kochin, is Deiche, the love of Yom Tov, the love of Loch of Yom Tov. So why can't we learn out a general principle that in essay Deiche is the essay? Now the question is, why does Teisa say such a kashe? By Yom Tov there is a lesis and an essay. So in Mele, we cannot learn out the from Sreifa Skotchin that in essay the Echa lesis a grade, because Sreifa Skotchin is Oser Adyontev, because over there it's a lazy Seren Esek. But from Tzitzes, we learn from Plain Tzitzes, we learn out that the Nesek is Bichal Lazy Sekreide. So Tzitzes in Shabbos says, I mean, it's much more from that Gemara, that not all the Amoroyim agreed that Yontev is a lazy Seren Esek. In other words, Rav Ashi was the one who held that Yontev is a lazy Seren Esek. But the other Amoroyim, Abaye and Rove, or Tonim Cheskiye, they hold that Yontev doesn't even have a lazy Seren Esek, just a lazy. Because the Gemara in Shabbos, like the out of the base, in explaining the Mishnah, in Maglikim Shemesrei Yontev, Rabbi Shmuel, Mishnah Shemesrei Yontev, my time early fish himself in Kochim Yontev. So the Gemara says, "Minoan and Milek, Oma Cheskiye, Vechintoni Vecheskiye, Oma Krov, Lissio, Mena Adbeikia, Vanisa Mena Adbeikia, Shein Talmud Leima, Adbeikia, Ma Talmud Adbeikia, Ba Akos Efipin, Ba Beikia, Shein Lissichos. Abai Oma, Oma Krov, Yosham, Yishabati, Lissichir, Bishal, Lissichir, Yontev. Rob Omar, Oma Krov, Vadi Yosel Lachem, Hu, Vemachsi, Oma, Vadi Yosel Lachem, Hu, Vemachsi, Oma, Vadi Yosel Lachem, Rabashi Oma, Shabose, Inesi, Vavri Yontev, Ese, Veloise, ואינסה דיחס לויצס ואיסה ואיסה ואיסה. So the question is, so why didn't the other Amoroyim say, Yontev is לויצס ואיסה? לויצס ואיסה. So the answer is that Rove and Abaye, so in regard to Rove, so there is a kasha, because there is a Gemara from which it appears that Rove also agrees that Yontev is a לויצס ואיסה. So the Rishonim has that kaf. But the old Amoroi who have other Yalfuses, other Psukim, for the reason as to why they say if you go to Yontev and they don't mention Rabashistan, so without resorting to special Yosakosil, so apparently they hold that Yontev Shabosim is not an Isares. Shabosim is not an Isares against Melach. Shabosim. So the Mele Teisve says that Kashi here. We had the Alfio Miklaim Bitzitzes, the Doche, Nelach Misri Hiskochim, the Lidoche, Kidashim and Perkis at Sailing, the Misri Hiskochim, the Riyonte, Manis and Menu at Beike, Abuak, because of Litten Bekashem, Misri Fosei. So Teisve mentions Tonin Cheskies, Drosh. So Tonin Mecheskiye apparently holds it's not a lazy Seresi. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to resort to this Roshi. Because Rav Ashi says that we don't have to resort to this Roshi because lazy Seresi. So Tonin Mecheskiye, who does resort to this Roshi, he holds that Yontev is not a lazy Seresi. So Mimele, since Yontev is not a lazy Seresi, Yontev is only a lazy Segrede. And the Torah says that Tzrichas Kochim is not Eiche, so let us learn out the general principle. Just as over there it's not Eiche. The general it's not Eiche. Yesh Leima, Yishan Oso, Leibot Lo Mitzvah Sebikach, Yochel Yisayof Ve'achayon. O Mikol Mokei, Yilav Di Beit Yashayini, Lo Yisim Nechalek, Ve'ava Amir Lidoch. In other words, so Teisve says the Shana Osam, the reason as to why we couldn't learn out a general principle of Ese, that Ein Ese Deiche Leise Segrede from Sreifa Skotchim Yontev, because I could say that Bemes and Ese is Deiche Leise Segrede. But the reason as to why the Torah says that Tzrichas Kochim is Osar Yontev, because over there you can be Mikayim the Mitzvah and Bikasheni too. Now the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo, there in Shabbos Daf Kofei, so he has the Kashe. Why does the Gemara ask Kashe? Why isn't Tzrichas Kochim Mutav Yontev? In other words, on the basis, why should it be Mutav Yontev? On the basis of Esed Echaleis, I say, so Sreifas Kochim should be Muter in Yontev, but, so the Gemara gives a test on the Cheskiye, because because written bekashen lishevasi. Why do we have to resort to a special gzeras hakosu of written bekashen lishevasi without a special posik of ba'akosu written bekashen lishevasi? So you couldn't say that the essay of kosrefas kochim of neiser should be deiche the love of yontev, because it's actually kain shneir. It's actually kain shneir. It can be mikayim after yontev. What does the Torah say that he must the first morning? He must be serif kochim, even if we will postpone it for the next day. So he'll still be able to be mikayim. So it's actually kain shneir. So the Rashi says from this we see that. When is it considered as actually kaim shneim? If at this very moment it's possible to be mikaim shneim, but if it's impossible at this very moment to be mikaim shneim, but only it's possible to avoid an aveira by postponing it, so on account of the aloche of chvive mitzvah b'shaito zrizim akdimi, so mimele it's considered actually kaim shneim. It's considered. Why? Because of chvive mitzvah b'shaito. Because of chvive mitzvah b'shaito, so mimele it's considered yefshalikayim shteyem. So that's why we have to resort to a special posse. This is what the Rashba says. The chidushman Shabbos afkofei. So mimele it is self evident that Tesis is operating here with the same oneness. But Tesis says. But Tesis says, "Eviyesh leima dishanu hosom." So the dishanu hosom, the loybot lo mitzvosi b'kach. So vil v'yochil isir v'yacha yomtev. So umikol mokein. So mimele we cannot learn out. So mimele cannot learn out a general principle. A general principle that essay is not the yichil isir sekayim from srifas kochim, because we can say, do you know why the Torah says Ba'akosuf litin bekashenu lishrifosim? Ba'akosuf litin bekashenu lishrifosim. Ba'akosuf litin bekashenu lishrifosim. That you're not allowed to be saying if I don't tell, because an essay is not the chelis to say, because it can be fulfilled later on. So that's why it cannot. Mashenke, where it cannot be fulfilled later on, so then we learn out from flying bitzitzes that essay is deichel is a sekreide. So the mele we can infer from this tesis that a new aloche, that true, that we learn out from flying bitzitzes that essay is deichel is a sekreide, essay deichel is a sekreide, but that's only in a case where it cannot be postponed. But if the mitzvah can be postponed and you will not be mevatel a mitzvah, even if you will be mikayim the mitzvah a day later, so then there is no aloche of eser deichel isaseh, because this is the pshat in the gzeras hakosuf of ba hakosuf litin bekashenu lishrifosei. Why? Because you can be mikayim the mitzvah of srifas kochim on the day after yom. So if the Torah didn't say, if there hadn't been a gzeras hakosuf of ba'akosuf litin bekashenu lishrifosei, then I would say that essay is deichel isaseh. And I wouldn't apply b'shlokish esaloch of eshle kaim shneim, because I would say without the gzeras hakosuf of ba'akosuf litin bekashenu lishrifosei, so then I would say that b'shlokish esaloch of eshle kaim shneim is only shayach if at this very moment you can be mikayim shneim. But if at this very moment you cannot be mikayim shneim, but you can be mikayim shneim by postponing the kima mitzvah, that does not come within the aloche of efshar mikayim shneim. But now that we have the gzeras hakosuf of litin bekashenu lishrifosei, so the mele we do learn out a general principle that where it's actually kaim shneim by postponing it, so then there is no tree. Umi u ומיו ומכל מוקים אילב דיבק השני ויו יישן החלט ואב מנה דידוחת. What would I say? That it does not come within after the Kaim Shneyem. I would say that in as much at this very moment he cannot be Mikaim Shneyem, so it's here after the Kaim Shneyem. ומי הוא כושר לקמון גם ישראל את בסקיין קומה אוי אינה ילו בשבת דאב גם רינון מקלעי מציצס דליטחה אילב אילב לא סיבאו אפלויסי שביקורס אימאו לי חומרי רבי ומאו לי חומרי זוטה. So this is what the Gemara says, that we could learn out So in other words, if not for the pasuk of this Vareish Chomish V'Seichem, that Mrs. Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos, I would say that Mrs. Bezdin is Deicha Yidu Shabbos, even Reish Yidikoros. Why? Because where would be the Mokeya? Where would be the Mokeya that's Deicha? Because I have a Mokeya Reish Sekreide. So in my way, I wouldn't be Mechalik between Reish Sekreide and Reish Yidikoros. The Hoseon Kim Diochel Hamti Ad Limocho Leila Vinei Srifa Skotchin Ninat Neil Vinei. So there is a correction. So Leila Vinei Srifa Skotchin Kim Yochel Hamte Ad Limocha Leila Vinei Srifa Skotchin. So even without the posik of Tzibar Chomish Viseichem, won't we have the Zeres HaKosuf of Srifa Skotchin of Beker Sheinu Yisrifosik? So what's the effect of this Zeres HaKosuf of Beker Sheinu Yisrifosik? What's the effect of this Zeres HaKosuf of Beker Sheinu Yisrifosik? That wherever you can be Mikayim both, even if you have to postpone the Kiyum HaMitzvah for a day. So Mimele, there is no din of Triye. So how could I have a Salkedaitoch that there should be that the Mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin of the Arto Romi Kebecho should be Deiche, the love of chorus of Chil Shabbos. But after all, the Mitzvah of the Arto Romi Kebecho can be Mikayim later on, after Shabbat on Sunday too. So Mimele, we know we can learn out the general principle from Beker Sheini that wherever both can be fulfilled, the Leisese and the Esse, even the Leisese Kreide, not the Leisese Kreide, can be fulfilled, even though the Esse can be fulfilled later, so there is no Tchie. So Meichateise, should I have a Salkedaitoch, that the Esse of Mrs. Bezdin should be Deiche, the Leisese of Chil Shabbos. V'chim diyochel hamtin avrimocho, so nilach misrif eskotche. V'yesh leima, יוסם נמי יפשר להמתין שיש לו לידי מיד שמיד וליסחי שלו ים רעדין ושלו ישתק כוח הדבור. So in other words, so that means that the mitzvah בעת הורום אתה באחות is the same here in effect implies that the moment it's נגמר דיני, the moment it's נגמר דיני, so we are מחויב to carry out the execution. And if one will postpone, so then he'll be mevatel the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin. So there it's not a Shalkaim Shneyem. As far as Shrifas Kochim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether he saved the Kochim immediately, the moment he becomes Neser, or he saved Kochim the next day, or the third day. It's only an Indian of Zrizim Magdimin, but it's not Miakev in the Gufa Mitzvah. In the Bikachim, Mashiachim, Gavim Mrs. Bezdin. So then, the immediacy is an essential ingredient of the mitzvah of Mrs. Best. Mitzvah of Mrs. Best. Vim tema avilomoli, choli meilach mitlayim bitzitzes, neilach mischeifas kochi. Midi yitzri chosom, lima kro, de loidochi, mishim diyochel hamtin. So, there it's because it's loidochi, mishim diyochel hamtin. מיכלל דבעל מתוכה ונריד עושה מצריך כה שאולתים אבי דוחה משום דאפילו איכו נפש שון. So that was because I could say there, in other words, we could not learn out. This discussion was the fact that the Torah had to tell us that Sreifas Kochim is also. So that means the Torah hadn't told us, I would say that it's muter. How could it be muter on the basis or as a dechalitza say. So from that alone, we should learn out a general piece as dechalitza say. So Tisa says no, because there the Torah had to mention that tzrivas kochim is osa, because in the Torah hadn't mentioned that tzrivas kochim is osa beyond them. I would say it should be muta, not on the basis of tchiyeh, but on the basis of the general principle that the echol nefesh is muta. So tzrivas kochim, I would say, is just like echol nefesh. Tiva di dochem, you should not echol nefesh. Ulman doma, on the dochem, on the doves, is in tchiyeh beyond them. So we don't say that hakoves kobones is analogous to echol nefesh. Is analogous to Echol Nefesh. So we tzrich, hochekro, elo, alibi de mandoma, el alibi mandoma krivi. So the mandoma who says that nidorim nidoves is a krivi beyonte. So in other words, so I say that shalehi shulchan atzmei, that the shalei shulchan atzmei shulchan rabbi boteil. So that means according to that mandoma, so hakoves kobones is considered, comes within the aloche of echol nefesh. They say it comes within the aloche of echol nefesh. So we couldn't learn out the general principle that essay is deiche. Elisa said because the Torah had to tell us that Sriveskochim is osea. No, the Torah had to tell us that Sriveskochim is osea, because if the Torah didn't tell us, so then I would say it's muter not because of Triye, but because for the same reason that Akrobes Kabones is muter, muter as Echol Nefesh. So Sriveskochim also should be muter because of Echol Nefesh. So that's why the Torah had to tell.
Alright, we have 27 Shurin Yavamos, Chof Gimel Cheshun, September 30th, 1975.
I discussed it in the previous Shira, but the Rambam is very complicated. Achehei Shuatom Rinus. So there is a Machlek Zashenim that was discussed, that was mentioned. According to some of the Shenim, Shuatom Rinus means that the Tzemer and the Pishtim have to be heckled together, have to be spun together, have to be noosed together, whatever noose means, whether all woven together, or it means shozul, intertwined together, so twisted together. So according to Wompsha, Shua Tov Renus means that the Tzemer and the Pishtim have to be together, Shua Tov Renus. According to Rav Netam, it means that Tzemer by itself separately has to be Shua Tov Renus, and the Pishton by itself separately, and then there has to be some sort of a chibur. The chibur can consist in Ariye, it can consist in Ishteik Kipes, it can consist in Ishteik Shore, whatever the chibur is. Achehei Shuat Olinus. Ili Forish. Now Rashi also says, Rashi Teitzes mentions in the name of the Ribbon, but Rashi is the same pshat. Shuat Olenus Nateve in Chayet. Acheliya Hatzemer Va Pishton Misukon Yachad Heitim Vimasre. The Rosh of Rashi is Minateve in Chayet. Not Minateve in Osa, but Minateve in Chayet. There's a difference between in Chayet and in Osa. Now, in Liforish Kmoshepirish Ribbon, Shuat Olenus Yachad Tzemer Pishton, so that's Mameshlai. Rashi's Losh, in came crying with Tzitzes Echad Ishkachasu. So the Kashi against Rashi and the Devoni is, if Shuat Olenus means that the Tzemer and the Pishton have to be heckled together. According to most Rishonim, Shua means heckled together, combed together. And Tovu means spun. What does spun mean? In other words, spinning. The spinning process consists in the making of threads out of the fabric. So that's spinning. So in other words, so according to the Ribon, in order to be higher for climb, so you have to heckle, you have to be marrying the tzemer, you combine the tzemer and the pishtim, the tzemer fabric and the pishtim fabric, and then you are tearing them together, you combine them, and then you heckle them, you comb them together, then you make threads out of the iruv of tzemer and pishtim. You make threads. So the threads are made, that's spinning, that's tefillah. Now the threads are made not from the tzemer alone, not from the pishtim alone, but from the two together. And then they are woven together. Then there is a misa klein, otherwise not. Now, in klein mitzitzes, when you put in two chutim of chiles, of tzemer, in a baggage of pishton, so what do you have? So you have the baggage of pishton, it was done by itself. I mean, the processing in the baggage of pishton was not done together with the baggage of tzemer. So everything was done in the baggage of pishton. Then you take two chutim of tzemer, dyed chiles, and there too the processing was done on the tzemer alone. And then you make two kshorim. So it shouldn't involve any self line. So why do we have to resort to Esedech HaLeisesim? That's the kash. He says, V'im kein, k'ein l'poresh k'mo shikiru shivon, shu atomu v'yachat tzemer l'pishtim. V'im kein v'ayim b'tzidus et ha-mishkachas lo, sh'aritzor sh'yiru b'y zchutim shal tcheles tzemer l'vadim lo y'pishtom. Elo, shu ha-kolechot l'vadei, v'nu zname, shu ha-kolechot l'vadei, and t'viya min tovu means kolechot l'vadei, and nuz, so of course, according to the term, nuz means kolechot levadei. But there is another point, you see, that is chelik on the Rivon. Because according to the Rivon and according to Rashi, so nuz means, woven. And Rashi's shiti is woven together, all right, whatever it is. So Rav Netam says, no, that each one means separately, but nuz doesn't mean woven. The nuz means that it is shozo, intertwined, twisted. With nuz namim amtam daily for as I know. We cannot say, oh, kid be kirish, kid be kunfes. The maishne, because if it means oak, so then it must mean that the tzemer and the pishtim are woven together. And there is such a shita, the rash, in Klai, the tes mishne ches. So the mishne says, in also mishim Klai, melo togu vok. So nuz is not mentioned at the beginning of the mishne. Then, chenema, lo yisil vashatnes, dobo she ushua, togu venuz. Dobo she ushua, togu venuz. So, in the Sefer, the Mishnah mentions news also, but in the Reish, the Mishnah only mentions Tovavog. Shenema, Lysil Bashatnes, Dovah Sheushua Tovav News. So according to Rashi, news in the Oruk, that's ein Hach. But according to Rambam, Oruk is something else. Oruk means, Oruk is not implicit in the term Shatnes. Oruk is deduced from the term Yardo. So in other words, so what does it mean, Yardov? That there has to be a chibur. What constitutes a chibur? So of course, oruk, if they are woven together, if you take a chut of tzemer, and chutim of pishton, and you weave them together, so then of course it's mechubah. That's the biggest chibur you one could conceive. But it's not necessary to have this kind of chibur. You can simply, if you simply make two kshorim, the way you do it with the chutim shot cheles. So you put it through the hole in the konot of the baggage, of pishton, and then you make it out of tukshori. You make it out of tukshori. So that's also chibur. And suppose instead of making a knot of tukshori, so you just make two stitches. So it's also chibur. Suppose you weave them together. Then of course it's chibur. Then it's the biggest chibur. So in other words, so that has nothing to do with the alfuse of Shapnes. That is deduced from Yardov. From Yardov. Alright, now see what the Rash says. So he says, Shua Loshin Shiyus Targum Chelkas Tzavorov in Gildeis. So the Targum says Shiyus, smoothing. So in other words, that means smoothing. Now, The other regime say that in song, comb, heckle, Now the Rash says smoothing. It could, the Rash could have referenced the same thing. In other words, when you comb, you also smooth it. But maybe the Rash shot is something else. We'll see. I mean, how the Rambam explains. Sure. All right. Loshi shius dagum chelke savor of shius. Shatzeme atogu b'fnei atzmei. V'shua b'fnei atzmei. And it's not like a Ravon and Rash. V'chein apishto. Shua b'fnei atzmei. V'togu b'fnei atzmei. V'hakei nuz. Dahayin eshnei marugim yachat. So, the Rashi is, in respect to, now we have a machleket between the Ravon and Rabbi Tam. What does Shua and Togu mean? So according to Ravon it means b'yachat. And according to Rabbi Tam it means b'fnei atzmei. But the Rashi distinguishes. Shua and Togu means b'fnei atzmei. But nuz means b'yachat. Why? Because the Rashi holds that, like Rashi, that nuz means oruk. If it means oruk, so it must mean b'yachat, because if nuz means oruk, so what does it mean oruk? It has to be woven together, the pishton. In other words, it has to be united together. It has to be united together. So maybe it has to be b'yachat. Now the question, so the Rosh here in Klein raises the question among other questions. So one of the kashes against the Rashi is, one of the kashes raised by the Rosh against the Rash, so he says, Monefshah, Ivoruk means together, so what kind of aloche is it? It's aloche that there has to be a chibur. So that is the deuce from Yaldo. That's what the Gemara says. Vakatim boil and take a stick. Kives chibur, ut kivachas, ene chibur. Ut kivachas, ene chibur. So that is the deuce. That is deduced from Yachat. That is deduced from Yachat. So in other words, so we have to say, because the Ramban and the Rashbo, last time we saw that the Ramban and the Rashbo, because Rashi in Tisvis say that the Mufne Koni Maskonot Gimore, the Mufne consists in Shatneis. And even though it's necessary, the Shatneis, to advise us, that has to be sure to the news, but kulim mishapnis now. Why? Because the Torah could have used the term klayim, not shapnis, so memele, both are deduced. So in other words, according to Rashi and Teisves, the mufne consists in shapnis, but the Ramban and the Rashbo say that the, according to Maskonot Gemara, the mufne consists of yaldot. The mufne consists of yaldot. Elo kulim mishapnis now. Pirush ve'ilom kidamor. Yadav Lamur the Kamrat Mboyle state kifates. So it's not Mufne. Mishaptis Novka. Nothing. Shehei, Shua Tov Venus, Viye Kulom Dolor Echot, Kilema Mechuborin Yofe, Kilehein Beged Echot. Vichiven, the Afkin Rachmonet Mishibecho, the Mikra Shaptis, we Shapnesin, Alma Mishnas Atzema Lapishtin Beged Koma. So according to the Ramban, so the Mufne consists in Yadav. The Yadav. And state kifes, so we learn out not from Yaldo, but we learn out from Shatneis. So the Ramban says, because since the Torah says Shatneis and not Shatneisim, so mainly we learn out the base kifes from Shatneis. But the Rash would say, the Rai is not from Shatneis. Rather than the fact that the Torah uses the term shatneis, rather than shatneisim. But, the according to the Rash, so Shua means each one separately. So each one separately has to be smooth, separately. The Tzemer has to be smooth separately, and the Pishto has to be smooth separately. And then Tomu has to be spun separately, the Tzemer has to be spun separately. And that was the threads are made out of the Tzemer, and it has to be spun, said that, and the pishton has to be spun separately. I mean, you make threads out of the pishton, then you take the threads of tzemer and the heckled, the smooth heckled threads of tzemer and the smooth heckled threads of pishton, and you combine them. How do you combine them? By weaving them together. So that is implicit in news. according to the Rashi. So what's the halacha that there has to be a chibur? So mimele we say, not dafke woven together. Any chibur, when it's woven together, when the threads of tzemer, when the woolen threads and the piston threads are woven together, that means they are united together. Suppose you don't weave them together, but you just stitch them together, two stitches. So it's also mechuba together. Suppose you neither weave them together, and you need no stitch them together, but you may just not have to show them together. So again, it's a chibur. So the halacha of chibur is mentioned in us. So we see. So we can simply answer the kashi of the Rosh here on the Rashi. He says, but this halacha of woven together, that means that they have to be united. So that's the same halacha as shtit kives, two stitches. So that's deduced, the Rosh says that's deduced from Yardov. The answer is, according to the Ramban, so the maskana of the Gemara is that the Yardov is mufne, superfluous. And that is applied for the Rosh of Smuchin, because it's mufne. So in other words, so how do we know shteit kifes? So the Ramban says, shteit kifes we know from Shatnes. But the Ramban says we know it from Shatnes, because the Torah says Shatnes, not Shatnesim. But the Rashi will say no. The fact that the Torah uses the term Shatnes rather than Shatnesim, that is not a raya. But because from nous, and nous means woven together, that means mechuba together. So when it's woven together, when the chutin shal pishna and chutin shal tzemer are woven together, that's certainly a chibur. That's the finest chibur that one could conceive. But the halach, it's not dafke this kind of chibur. Any chibur, two stitches is a chibur, two ksholim is a chibur. To show me the chibur. That's the sheet of the Rashi. All right. So he says, "Binuz name im rabbi tam." Then we follow his eye on. In other words, so then if we say that news means orik, then news means all together. That simon pishta all together. Kibir yipuntres. So then it will follow that shua means separately, tovu means separately, but news all means together. So he says, first of all, it's not reasonable. After all the three aloches are implicit in the term Shabnes. So how is it, I mean, that in regard to Shua, in regard to Tovu, so it means separately, in regard to Nuz, which is all keep this together. So there is no correspondence in the Allah. Maish the Shua, we don't have a Korech on the Bab, we lose Koya Atzema Utishnaya. We oi, the Vinidia Perikonisha, Gabihai Man the Rome, Agabi Haiman de Rome, Chute de Kitne Begrim de Am. So there is a Gemara. The Gemara of Samachale on the Bay says as follows. Omar Rabache, Brindy Rav Yave. משמי דמרזות היימן דירומה חוטה דקיטלה בגלימה דאמרה ונתקה. If somebody puts a linen, a piston thread in a woolen garment, ונתקה, and then he pulled it out, but he's not sure whether he pulled out everything, or maybe he left something. He knows that he pulled out, but maybe he didn't pull out all the linen threads. Maybe some linen thread still remain. He doesn't know whether he pulled it out completely or not. Sharpened on, so it's all right. In other words, he's allowed to wear, as long as he knows he pulled it out, even though he's not sure whether he pulled it out completely or not, or there is still a thread left.